Hi, welcome back to That's What I'm Talking About, already February 19th. And today is a very, very, very special day. Today is going out after our lifestyles now. It is our goal day. Today, we get to decide what are our goals. But we're going to do something very special today, and I can't wait to share it with you. In fact, I posted the information on our episode. When you go ahead and when you look at it, take a look and you can copy and paste it to your own so you have it, and it's right there in front of you in case you are need more of a visual aid where it's just basically user friendly, and you could take a look at it and know the encouragement that I give you for today for our episode. So today here on That's What I'm Talking About, I am Kelly Marie, your host, and I was watching the news over the weekend, and there was a nice lady there. I am having a rough time recollecting her name, but she brought to my attention something that I did a very long time ago. 5 years ago. 5 years ago is a long time for me. So 5 years ago, my daughter and I were living in a little town home and on our own as we made a big, big life change. We exited from our family home and we decided to live together there in the townhome, and I shared custody with her father, 50-50. But Nat and I decided to live there. And during that time, I thought it was very special for her and I to do things. She was 11 at the time and pretty mature little 11-year-old. And we took this workshop in Orange County, and it was at a very special spa, like bougie spa. And it was really neat. And I had saw it on something to do on Facebook. They had these things to do, and I'm not sure if they still do that. I'm sure they do, but I really haven't been involved in that, but it was great. So I went ahead and registered for her and I to do this vision board workshop. Excuse me. It was really, really, really neat. So I'll break it down with you. When we got there, we checked in, and there's this very large tables, quite a few tables, and basically maybe just a few people at each table, because you would basically have your materials there. So her and I, there was a large collection of magazines and, of course, scissors and markers. And it was really great. And what they had done is they had purchased a bunch of poster boards, as well as the poster board framing with I believe it's like a plexiglass or like a very thick plastic, but not real quality frames because they kind of fell apart later on. But for some reason, my daughters are still together. Although it was I really, really liked how they had it all together there, the tools that we would use to envision our visions and make them come alive on our vision boards. So today, after being reacquainted with it over the weekend while perusing the news stations, I caught this segment, and I wish I could recall her name. Darn it, I'm so sorry, but I give her props for being there and recreating visions again. And it just pushed me to talk about it here on That's What I'm Talking About. And I'm going to encourage everyone that listens here on That's What I'm Talking About to purchase those items, or if you already have something or you are quite creative or however you choose to do it, come up with a vision board. That could look like anything. I was like zooming my lens out, and I was like, okay, widening my lens. And I was like, all right, so it could be perhaps I know Natalie's done it in the past. She's created wallpaper for me for my phone. You can get creative and do it digitally and have it always on your phone. Or you can just manually make a poster, and or you could even have a canvas, and you could perhaps glue your hot air, you know, hot gun glue, whatever it, your vision is, to make it a piece of art. I was almost thinking too, if you were to jump on and get some of those clip art that's free, and perhaps if you chose to do a black and white vision board. And remember the categories that I am going to encourage you to use. I wrote them down, so give me just a moment while I get to that screen. So today what we're doing is we are going after our goals, and remind you what that is going out after our lifestyles now, and that is our vision boards with Kelly Marie. So just kind of think about how do you envision your lifestyle before you set out to do your vision boards? And remember the GOALS NOW acronym, which is going out after your lifestyles now. So what does that look like to you when you are about to create your vision board, if you choose to do so? And think about, what is my vision board? What will it encompass? What are your lifestyle goals? And that way it will help visualize what you're going out after. Okay, so once again, the acronym is going out after your lifestyle now. And just try to just envision what type of pictures that would associate your desire to achieve those goals in the future, that will activate you to move forward towards achieving the goals. So, and remember, I'd like to create this so it's with ease and it's just fun. And it's like a really fun thing to do. So I was thinking if we can make sure we adhere to, or you can add to, remember there could be always subcategories to the categories, but I'd like to just primarily stick with the five goals, which are the five categories divided up into these areas of our lives. So number one, family relationship goals. Number two, career goals. That could also include your educational goals. Number three, physical goals. Number four, spiritual goals. And the final, mental goals. So what does that look like to have your mind intact? Perhaps that could be you on the beach in a yoga pose, or staring out into the sunset. These could be possibly photos of yourself and what you, when you were real happy in your life, or what made you super, just made you feel free and good. All right. So whatever looks appealing to you to better visualize your lifestyle goals, and with the GOALS NOW vision board. So what are those things that you envision that can help visualize? You can just see them, user-friendly. That way you see the goals, and once you've created this board, these are just suggestions. So I'm posting this in the description, so that way you can take a look if you need to further understand or better understand and read what I'm sharing with you here today. So once you've mastercrafted your GOALS NOW vision board, maybe make it your wallpaper, like I suggested, on your phone, or even a screensaver on your electronic devices. So perhaps your PC, your laptop, your iPad, or whatever you use, one of your notebooks. All right. Let's see what else. Oh, You could place it in the kitchen. So as you cook, if you're into cooking, you could even maybe have one of those photo boards that goes by, and maybe you'll see it there, and that's where you have your recipes at. I'm not sure, but these are just ideas. You could even place it, if you do make it like a little picture, you can hang it on the wall. You could hang it in by your bedside, so as you arise up for the new day to begin, you can see it there and recollect how you'd like to envision your lifestyle. And that way it will help motivate you to go forward to achieve your goals. Now, it doesn't have to be big. Let's see. Like I said, it could be turned into a piece of artwork and hang it on your wall. Let's see. When I was scrolling through, they even had collages. So you could even go to like a secondhand store, a thrift store, and find those collage. And so it's really nice and neat. And you can grab pictures and put them in each one of those collage windows where they're matted in the different size of the photos. That might be kind of neat if that's something you'd like to see. You can repaint the frame according to how you like your home to look, in case you don't want a big old vision board on in your home hanging or whatever. Let's see. I already shared. It could be black and white or whatever colors that enthuse you and activate you to move to reach to your lifestyle goals in 2024. So that will all be posted in the description here on this episode. And I just would like to encourage you to take on this project. It's a lot of fun, and it's just something different, and perhaps it will help to reach and achieve the lifestyle goals now. So those going out after lifestyle now goals that you have placed, hopefully you're putting that pen to paper and you've already have it in mind, so it won't be that difficult of a project. But this may once again enhance that development to achieve those goals. So that's what I want to talk about here on That's What I'm Talking About. So may God bless you this beautiful February 19th, 2024. And I don't know if you can hear my beautiful little French bulldog, Winston. He is still in our house and he's snoring, and it's raining again. We're supposed to receive an atmospheric river, although it just looks like a sweet sprinkling of water right now. Of course, Molly Martise is also in her night bed. She sleeps in a little bed next to Winston, and they're all nice and warm. They're like little bears hibernating. They haven't woke up. That was a big growl. I mean, a big snore. So anyway, that is our background for right now. Winston's snoring. So may God bless you. Have a beautiful day. And let's go out after our lifestyles now. Once again, that's the acronym, is GOALS NOW. Because that's what I'm talking about.